Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
John Landecker, group chat night. Jack, myself, Ashley, whoever else wants to jump in here at the radio station. And as a matter of fact, Ashley and I are doing a show off of the air before we got on, which is really good. I mean, too bad you couldn't hear it. Sorry, Jack, but you were in the other room.
I know, I feel left out.
You were in the other room.
You got a soundproof box around you.
No, he's busy doing something.
Yeah, for he's working.
He's doing something for me at the last minute. I got to tell you, I have had an emotional roller coaster within the past hour. I'm serious. So I'm here at the station. I get a call from my wife. She goes, "Listen, I was out with Luna." I'm going, "Mm-hmm." The dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was, I don't know. There's a lot of wooded areas around where we live, you know, where you can take a dog and things like that. And I was picking off, and this has happened too. Like, I don't know what they are. They're things that cling to you if you get into the brush.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the name is.
Spurs?
Are. Yeah, it's good enough. They go jingle jangle. So she's picking them off, and Luna spots who knows what. Could be a chipmunk, could be a squirrel, could be a rabbit, and could be a deer. I don't know. But bang, she's gone. Leash out of my wife's hands. Dog disappears. Into who knows where. This is at about an hour ago. And I'm like, I don't like this.
You're like, I can't help you.
You know, it's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going, should I go home?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she has bolted before. She's very strong. She weighs 80 pounds.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she's not mean. She's not going to go attack anything. I mean, I don't know what she goes after. She's not going to bite people or anything like that at all. She's very friendly. And she's she's always returned. I mean, I've gone out after her once and found her. Okay? So I'm like, this is going to ruin my mood to go on this show. I'm not going to sit here and like, yuck, yuck,
totally.
Yuck, 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 yuck it up. And I get a call like about 6:45, and she goes, well, she's home. And she's covered in filth.
Oh, no.
I mean, she had leashes on. I don't know. She dove into something. Who knows? Who knows what's around there? Ponds or something else? Mud? Something? So
she had a day.
Oh,
and it was Luna's day off.
Oh, she loves it when she gets back. Yeah. Oh, man, I've been out there. Let me tell you.
Guess what I just saw.
I just jumped into whoever it was, and I got mud all over me, and I'm really dirty, and I'm great.
Probably a lot of poop.
No.
There we go.
No.
Dogs roll in poop.
Do they?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they can.
Yeah, they can.
I have not.
Raccoon scat.
No, hold on.
I think that's the phrase.
I know scat. That I had a dog roll in dead fish. In Lincoln Park.
Where?
That was years
ago. How do you roll in dead fish?
The dead fish are on the
lakefront.
I mean, it's a lakefront, and there's dead fish near the lagoon or whatever, and I didn't know, and all of a sudden, this dog was off leash because it was well-behaved and all that kind of stuff.
In the city?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Oh, that's a lot of trust.
Yeah, it is. Probably misguided. Anyway, statute of limitations run out. Can't get me. Too bad. This was a long time ago, and so I look back, and the dog's on the ground, on his back. And I go over there, and there's dead fish, and the dog's rolling in it, and oh, my God, what a friggin' stink. Oh, it was the worst. I wish it was poop.
Is that worse than skunk, the dead fish smell?
You mean like skunk spray?
Yeah, you know when
no,
the dog
it's
gets
not,
skunk?
No, it's not worse. Worse than skunk spray.
I kind of like the smell of skunk, if I'm going to be honest.
Wow.
Nobody else. No. I'm on
Excuse
my own.
Me? You kind of like the smell.
Yeah, I'm definitely not alone here. The listeners can back me up. I'm sure I'm not alone.
I bet you are, because I don't know who the hell was going to like, you know, skunk.
You don't have a smell like that?
By the way, that's off the menu at Cracker Barrel now. No more, sorry. No, I digress.
Wait, but you don't have a smell like that you don't like? Or that you like that most people theoretically don't?
I like gas, the smell of gas.
Yeah.
Well, people like their
too.
Own, when people pass their own gas, yeah, they like the smell true. Of their own gas and nobody else does.
Well, I don't mean that. Who does that? You're sitting there sniffing?
That's pretty common.
Don't you think that's common?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
You like your own.
Everyone thinks that's normal, but the smell of skunk is not.
Yes, that's right. Unless, of course, when you pass gas, it smells exactly like a skunk. No.
Oh, goodness.
Skunk is intense.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know what to say.
Next time my dog gets skunked, I'll
bring
him over.
I have to do the tomato bath.
Is there any kind of essence of skunk one can buy?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I got to get you some. When's your birthday?
June. You just missed it.
Oh, damn.
Christmas.
Well, yeah. Christmas is coming up. Yeah.
Skunk. Let's see. Skunk smells.
Please.
For sale.
Well, here, 847. I love the smell of skunk.
Thank you.
Oh, no, that's I love the smell of bleach. Sorry.
What?
773, skunk smells like weed.
No, see, I don't smell that.
What
I don't
kind
get
of
that.
Weed? You mean like weed that you, or weed that grows out of the ground?
Well, I don't know.
Probably weed that, yeah.
Wait a minute. What if you have skunk weed? I think there is something called skunk weed.
There is skunk weed.
Yeah, there is skunk weed. And I don't know if they do this anymore, but back when I was in the day in the college drinking the brewski, if the beer got warm and you went to drink it, it was skunk.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Skunk beer. Yeah.
No thanks.
Hey, is that a radio station or is it an aroma? I'm not sure. 720 WGN. Chat group chat. That's what's going on. 720 WGN. Ashley, Jack, John, how you doing? 312-981-7200. We got off on... The last time we left you, we were discussing skunk scent. How'd we get into that? Oh.
I have no idea. Your dog.
Because the dog?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did the dog ran off and came back smelling like skunk?
Yeah, I was asking.
Oh, no, you asked
she
me
rolled
it smelled
poop.
Like poop.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know how we got to skunk.
Okay, but anyway. So, while the break was on Amazon, there's a variety of skunk essences to buy. In case you were interested, people probably already know. Deer and other game animals are very much at ease with the scent of a skunk and certainly would never suspect it to be hiding the scent of its most formidable predator, you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Their scent is so much better than ours.
What?
So they can smell everything.
Well, yes, that's true.
You know what I mean? So if you're trying to hunt.
No, they can't smell everything.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they animals have got it way better.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever, you know, you take the look, do you have a dog? You have a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the dog's nose has those little creases on each side of the nostrils. If you ever see them going, like two turn signals going off at the same time, smelling something that we can't.
Some dogs with floppy ears, they use those as a wafting. I don't think they do it on purpose, but it acts as a mechanism for wafting, for like a dachshund.
For wafting?
Yeah, like getting, for dachshunds, their ears work as a way to get to their
scent.
Oh, you
mean like radar?
No, like sending the scent to their nose. Not legitimately. They can't
like bouncing it off their
ears? Yeah, like it kind of, it works as like a fan of some sort if they have the floppier ears.
No kidding. I had never heard
that.
And
I could be wrong. We should probably call Steve Dale, but for whiskers,
it's okay.
He's
over at Petarino's in booth 42 or whatever it is.
46.
Yeah.
But I believe with the either dogs or cats or both, their whiskers act as a way of scent or something
they do
of that
something.
Regard. I am not an expert. Do not listen to me. I should just stop speaking. This is just an educated guess.
You don't have to be an expert to say stuff. Aren't you aware of that? This is America. This is America.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Yeah.
You don't have to know anything to say something.
Yeah. Jack from the back.
You don't have to,
America.
You can put out information that has absolutely no relation to reality whatsoever and nobody cares.
Well, anything I say on this show, fact check it. Don't just say, Ashley said.
Okay, I will. I don't think people... Well, okay. 708, good evening. Marijuana smells just like skunk. If you say so, because... Gosh, I don't know what marijuana... 815, I agree. Skunk odor is fine. 773. I like driving through skunk from the road. It's a summer vibe smell.
Like when you're driving and you smell.
Yeah, it reminds me of summer. But I do not like it when my dog gets sprayed by skunk. Yes.
Wait. Yes, I agree. But have you heard the song Dead Skunk?
In the Middle of the Road by Loudon Wainwright III.
You know, amazing tune.
I'm sorry I don't have it ready to go right now because, as a matter of fact, there was a disc jockey that I worked with at LS named Larry Lujak.
Mm-hmm.
And he played he played it all the time.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
I know that song word for word.
let's hear it.
Oh, no.
I just recite it.
Okay, crossing the highway late last night. Should have looked left, should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed, and there you are. You got the dead. I'm not going to keep going. I know the word.
Wait a minute. How about the dead skunk? Skunk, something in the road stinking to high heaven.
Well, yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. They're stinking to high heaven. You got your dead cat. You got two dead frogs on a moonlight night. You got your dead croak frog. I could do it.
How
if the
is
music
it that you know
playing.
That song?
My mother.
I knew it.
Yeah. It's a great song, and honestly, you know, being in the radio biz, you kind of got to know that song just from being in the world of radio.
You do?
I feel like you should.
Well, I mean, maybe you have a point there because I know it only because of Larry. I mean, I never Loudon Wainwright III, isn't it?
Yes. You got it. It's a great song.
And now I want to bring up this contest thing that's going to go on. We got a Northwestern football all-inclusive sideline ticket giveaway. This is big, if you ask me. You go to WGNradio.com/contests. Okay, so they're building a new stadium in Evanston for the Wildcats. But in the meantime, they're in this really cool little stadium that's like on the lakefront. That's where they're playing. And WGN Radio wants to put you in the middle of the action. Four all-inclusive tickets to Northwestern football's home opener versus Western Illinois. You're going to be seated near the 35-yard line with complimentary food and beverage included. It's all happening on the lakefront at the Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium on Friday, September 5th. Want to be part of the action? Enter now, WGNradio.com/contests. Again, WGNradio.com/contests. Sponsored by Northwestern Athletics. Go Cats and catch this. You can wave and say hi to Dave Bennett.
Oh, yeah. He'll be right there.
Because he's still going to be doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack literally texted me when I sent out those talking points and was like, how can I enter?
Yeah.
First thing were the first one to respond within like a minute. You saw Northwestern and your ears went off. You're like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that is a really...
Oh, it's
a great prize.
Awesome.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And plus, Dave Bennett.
Yeah.
You can see Mr. Cat in action.
Because he's leaving.
Yeah.
Up here.
Us, yeah, yeah.
He's leaving the station, but he's not leaving Northwestern.
Mm-mm.
And he'll be on the air here, of course, doing play-by-play. And you could be down there yelling at him while the mic's on.
Yeah.
Hey! Or whatever, I don't know. But I would say, that's a good one. That's what they say.
Where do you have to go? What does it say?
WGNradio.com/contests. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's it.
Yeah.
Easy peas.
Mm-hmm. Martin Stadium, Friday, September 5th. Yeah, I'd like to go.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Come on. What are you saying?
Remote from the stadium.
Oh, don't tempt me.
They'd never let us do that. We'd be on with the game.
Yes, it's true.
Right?
Well, let's what if it was a hang?
Let's do an extended pre.
What if there was a hang?
Yeah, like hang with John Landecker at the game.
You mean like a tailgater thing?
Yeah.
Hey, you put it together, I'm there.
I know. We've been trying to put together a lot of things for everybody out here.
I know. Well, it's the effort that counts.
I know. We try. You know. We really do try.
So, my dog's okay. Getting a bath right now. But I forgot to ask my wife to take pictures before the bath of the dog all filthy and dirty and covered with who knows what. Well, the dog still has the leashes on and a big old grin on her face. Ah, I feel good. And I believe we've exhausted skunks.
Unless there is one thing that could be worse.
Which is that?
That's when your dog decides it's a great idea to run into a field of agricultural products that has just been sprayed down with you know what.
With what?
Fertilizer.
Oh, fertilizer. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Manure spreader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they have to get into your SUV for you to get them home to give them a bath.
Well, there'll be no more of that. It's the bottom of the hour. Time to get into the WGN newsroom. 720 WGN, it's group chat night. John Landecker and Ashley and Jack and whoever else, you know, falls by and wants to chat. And coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Channel 9 meteorologist Bill Snyder, who's going to give us, as only he can, a thorough, in-depth weather report. That's for sure. So while we were away, this whole thing with Cracker Barrel, right? Not crackle, cracker.
Cracker
like
Barrel.
Like a cracker. Yeah, crackle barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Crackle Barrel. That's a tough one now that you point it out.
Yeah, I have trouble with everything. and they changed their logo. And the people have been pounding it into the ground.
I don't like it.
Who cares? I mean,
you're
really
changing my childhood.
But they're not changing the food, are they?
We don't know. They better not take away changing the chicken and dumplings. I'll be upset.
Well, I doubt if they're good. Excuse me. I don't know, but I can understand why. I'm sure I'm in a minority here. I've only been to that restaurant once.
I've been there like twice, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What are you guys doing?
Not going?
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Oh, my God, it's so good. Such comfort food. Well, that's you get the to deal. Shop till you drop.
It is comfort food, and they do have a nice, if you want, like, you know, an old gingham. Yeah. Isn't there a lot of gingham stuff there?
Definitely a lot of
like
gingham.
Scarves and things like that.
They have a lot of, like, you guys are guys. They have a lot of good.
We are guys.
Yeah. Not that I forget, but I'm, like, shocked, and I like the shopping part. And there's like house items. You can get house items too.
What do you mean? Like cutlery and
yeah. It depends.
Oh, I bet they got candles.
They have candles.
Oh, I bet they got a whole
salt
bunch
shakers.
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm there
Placemats.
For.
Placemats.
You guys are the guys sitting at the table waiting for like the wives or the girlfriends to sit back down. That's where you're doing.
Napkins.
Mm-hmm. You would know it.
Excuse me, honey. I gotta go to
around the holidays. They have cute stuff there too.
Oh, I'll bet they do.
It's all decked out in holiday items that you could buy.
Little snowmen.
Yes, literally.
Yeah.
That's when we go around the holidays. Halloween, they got a bunch of stuff.
And I'll
in there.
Bet it smells like a Christmas tree in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some wood.
Smells a lot like wood.
Is there one close to here?
That's what I asked her. Yeah. I don't think there's one in
no.
the city.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, not to where we are, but I'm sure there's plenty in the greater Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
There's a family. There's a couple that goes down. They try to hit every single Cracker Barrel in all of the United States.
Who's that?
I don't know. But there is definitely a family.
Let's get them on the air right
now. We should. It's like an older couple. They road trip.
Oh, no kidding.
They road trip and they go to every Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I bet it's an older couple.
I would
well,
do that.
You see, now here's the thing. You're an exception. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do, whether or not people like it or not. I understand what they're trying to do. Whether they do it or not, that remains to be seen. They're certainly going to have to, They're going to have to, the damage is going to have to be done before they can build it up again, because I think they want to try to get a younger audience attracted.
Like a rebrand?
I don't know if I'd go so far to say it's totally rebranding. I mean, they're still calling it what they're calling it, Cracker Barrel, and they've still got the same colors, right? Orange and
like a burnt orange
right,
and a brown.
Right. But there's no guy sitting in a rocking chair next to a barrel on a porch.
Come on now. I find comfort in that.
Yeah, so would my grandfather, William J. Records, and he's been dead for, I don't know, 40 years. I should probably break now to get Bill ready for the weather, shouldn't I?
That works.
So we can all be ready for the weather. Good. Because Weather's important. By the way, I've been thinking about this Crackle Barrel thing that's causing this big uproar that's being made into a political football, which I don't... Okay, that's another thing. Don't get me started. So there was a... The old logo is... There is a gentleman sitting on a rocker.
Yeah.
Right? And then that's next to a barrel. Is that right? I'm not familiar with it.
Is the barrel present? Oh, yes, yes. There's
got to be.
There's definitely a barrel.
Yeah, okay. So
it's
people,
not a rocking chair, actually.
What is it?
It's just a chair.
Oh, but he's sitting in it?
He's sitting.
All right. So everybody's upset that they changed it. I've got a compromise. You put Sydney Sweeney in the chair. And that's it.
And boom. same logo.
You got your same logo. You got your Sydney Sweeney. You got bringing in the younger crowd. And there you go.
I think it would work.
No, well, I'm just joking.
I think it could work.
And then
work.
They could sell in the store Sydney Sweeney bathwater.
Oh. Damn it, the Gene.
But, you know.
That would work.
Okay, now this Cracker Barrel thing. I'm not real... I've been there once. I'm not real big on the food because that's just not my... I'm too old because I can't handle all that heavy food.
Yeah, it's...
You know, my... That was
it's
like
heavy.
40 years ago, fine. Give me that gravy and stuff.
Yeah, it's
but
heavy.
It's heavy. Yeah. But the old-fashioned candy,
mm-hmm.
Look out. That's the bomb.
And they have just so many different... choices.
Okay, so they also had old-fashioned candy. I was in a what did I say?
Goodwill.
A Goodwill, yeah. And they had these thrifting, and they had these baskets filled with this old-fashioned candy, packaged, you know, in modern fashion. But my mom would tell me when she was a girl in southern Indiana, and I hope I'm saying this correctly, they had a candy called Orhound, something like that. And I loved it. It's a very, I don't think it's a taste that the current candy eaters would go for, but it was great.
Yeah, they definitely sell those at the Cracker Barrels.
Yeah, see?
I see the packaging here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those are there.
Oh.
We got to get some for that jar in the hallway by our office.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Enough of these Smarties.
Those are addicting.
I know.
They are.
We got Smarties everywhere in this office.
Why is that?
Because we're smart.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's they're trying to tell us something.
No, I love it. I love it. I've never been at a radio station where they have bowls of candy. Like two or three places around the station.
You cannot be on a diet here.
You can. No. You walk through the front door, there's a bowl of candy.
Yep.
You walk down the hall near the office, there's a bowl of candy.
I'm not complaining. I had a bad snacking day yesterday.
What?
Just snacking around the bowls.
Oh, yeah.
You're pretty strong when it comes to...
Oh, I don't know about
I
that.
I feel like you're not really eating the candy here.
Oh, I do. When everybody
when leaves. Nobody's here. Yeah. When nobody's looking.
I mean, I have a feeling...
When it's me, John, and David.
Yeah,
and
look out.
I have go for walks.
I have a feeling there's a lot of closet candy eaters around here. Plus...
Smuggling them.
Plus at night.
Oh, yeah.
Night people always... there was... Oh, boy. Now I'm headed in that direction. Let me see if I can get this story right. Okay, so this would be a radio geek story. Back in L.S. in the 70s, Salerno Butter Cookies. I don't know if they're still around. Was a big sponsor, and part of the agreement, apparently, was that a display of Salerno Butter Cookies was prominent in the entryway of the radio station. And these were individual boxes, and they were stacked up to form like a Salerno Butter Cookie pyramid or something like that, right? And they went to take it down finally, and... They were all empty.
No.
Because at night, nobody's around. You can't look at a Salerno Butter Cookie box and say, just by looking at it, say, why, that's full of cookies or there's no cookies in there.
Are you sure they didn't just empty the boxes?
positive.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, no. This is a thing.
I mean, you can't walk by that multiple times a day and expect you
to not.
We'd
be in there at night going, hey, who's down for some cookies?
Oh,
I am.
Yeah, me.
You were one of the culprits. I get it.
Well, it was a group effort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever admitted that to this day?
Oh, everybody knows about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like urban legend now.
Those are good, and they are still around.
That's one of your radio geeky stories.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't have anything.
Oh.
I'm trying to think if there's anything here that has happened since Jack or I have been here.
Well, this station's too good for something like that.
Mm.
You don't have. Look, that was like in the mid to late 70s. You had a bunch of kids running around. That's what we were. Ages like average age 24. Doing. Playing rock and roll and being crazy. That's not WGN.
It could be.
No.
With the right amount of heart, it could be.
Okay. Format change coming.
No.
Maybe next hour, pass the word. 720 WGN. It is group chat night. John Landecker and Ashley's here. And we've got Jack. And I cannot believe we have been on the air since 7 o'clock and have not mentioned not one heap about your party weekend, which included bachelorette party. It was a bachelorette party.
Yeah, it was not my party.
No.
I was an attendee.
Yes, but there were still strippers.
Ooh, yeah. Jumping right in.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Let's go, cut to the bottom line. And I don't think that's so surprising for a bachelorette party,
no,
is it?
No, come on.
No.
But what's funny about this, just to back it up, last week I was filling in for Jack, because Jack, where were you? Oh, you helped me out in the morning. Yeah. So
you guys
flip-flopped. Switched. Yeah,
you
we flip-flopped. So I was filling in for Jack. You and I had talked about it on air that I was going to be going to this strip show for this bachelorette party.
Yeah, strip
but
club.
Jack didn't know anything about that. So on Monday when we were doing our morning call, you were like, how is this strip club? And Jack was like, whoa. What did
I
admit?
What?
Male strip club.
It was a male strip club.
You're emerging.
It was like, come on. I mentioned
Hunkomania.
But was that movie with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A really popular movie.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. And they did two of them.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
I've never seen the second one.
I've never seen the first one.
It's pretty good.
Hey, by the way, that'll be Jackie Box Office next week.
Oh, no.
No, it won't. No, never mind. We don't need to see that, Jack. It's okay.
Not yet.
Okay. So,
we'll get there eventually.
So wait a minute. So we texted back and forth a little bit.
Oh, I texted you.
Over the weekend
about this.
And then there was a line, something to the effect of, hey, we're going to the strip club. You're not going to believe it. It's in a barbecue restaurant.
Rib place. No, barbecue. It was a barbecue restaurant called Pork Chop up in Edgewater. It was sort of like a speakeasy.
Gotcha.
I mean, it was very obvious
once
you walked in.
Edgewater up here?
Yes, Edgewater up here, Edgewater.
My goodness.
I know. What? Right in our town.
What
can you
doing?
Believe it?
What, at the Pink Hotel?
No.
Oh. Is that still there? There used to be this pink building up there on Lake. I think that's where it is. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It was not there. No, it was in a place called Pork Chop.
Okay, Pork Chop.
I don't know if that's supposed to be a joke or if that's just where they ended up placing this event.
Did it say Pork Chop on a sign?
It sure did. With a pig. There was a pig.
Well, that
next
makes
to the
sense. Mm-hmm. But it's a barbecue restaurant.
But it's actually a barbecue restaurant, a really cool looking bar. You kind of walk through the bar.
Yeah.
And as you walk in, they're like, are you here for the show? Are you here for the barbecue?
Yeah.
Like, I'm here for the show. Blink twice if you're here for the show. So you kind of go in this back room. It's not like a shady back room. It's pretty wide open.
No,
you walk in. You see, you know, they have performers, not strippers, but people doing different things as you're waiting for the show to start.
What are they doing?
Burlesque, more or less.
Burlesque.
Mm-hmm.
Female.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah. More or less. It was basically just kind of that belly dancers, things like that, just kind of unique.
Okay.
And it was all females doing that, and it was really interesting. And then music was playing, and you could dance if you wanted to while you were waiting.
So how many of the male gender were present at this thing?
You know, more than you'd think. There was somebody there for her birthday, and
okay.
her husband was with her. So that was a fun one.
Yeah.
And then Mostly bachelorette parties.
Gotcha.
Some divorce parties.
Gotcha. So you betcha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there was a throuple there. There was a man and two women. We were trying to figure out what was going on there, but...
you don't want to know.
No.
Mm.
But they were having a blast.
I'll bet.
And I will say, it was so much fun. I've never been to a strip club. Not once did I ever think I would ever be at a male strip club. But I had a blast. It was just smiles from ear to ear because... They are very talented. Let's be real.
The and they've got great bodies.
Yes.
Right. I mean, we're not being
do.
We're not being sexist here.
No, this is like they really do.
This is like a prerequisite.
Well, they literally said in the announcement, the guy that was kind of hosting everything was like, "The more money you throw at us, better for us because protein's expensive now. Everything's so expensive, and if you want us to keep these bodies, we need our protein." So I thought that was kind of funny.
Okay.
One marketing tool.
So. Were they, when they started out, what was their attire? Were they like policemen?
They had a little bit of that. Yeah. There were like four different sections of shows, and I want to say there were five men total. So four of the men kind of had their own theme. One kind of like a 1930s gangster type. One
cool.
was a cop.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we had there. One was a firefighter.
Did they perform... In unison, together as a group, or one by one?
They started off with It's Raining Men and performed together. They were all in raincoats and trenches, and then obviously the trenches came off and umbrellas
were
opened.
Well, of course. Yeah, umbrellas were open.
I know. Bad luck, right? In a building, no less.
Okay.
But that's how they started in unison, and then they all kind of did their own little shows. But in between, the guy that was hosting it would be like, who's here for a divorce party? Woo!
Right.
And like kind of hype up the crowd.
So how stripped did they get?
Pretty stripped. I mean, you didn't see anything, but...
You knew what was there.
You knew what was there. You know, there was not a lot left
Jack,
to the
Jack, are you uncomfortable with this conversation?
Yeah, I bet Jack's ready. He's ready to go home. It was just funny, and not because funny, ha-ha. It was just, like, funny to experience this with your friends, because you're like, this is just kind of ridiculous.
Right. Well, I think it's gotten to...
In a fun way.
I think that type of activity has gotten to the point where... It's totally, it's not what it was.
Yeah, it's less
okay? It's
sexy.
Not sleazy and it's not,
yeah, it was
right.
more show. It
yeah.
was a show.
I mean, you know, way back in the day, long before the almost vehicles were allowed in the streets of Chicago, you'd go down to Rush Street, okay, and like every other establishment was some kind of strip joint. And I'm talking about, you know, women on poles and...
Yeah, there were no poles.
Going around. And,
no poles in this place.
You know, want to go in the back room and all this kind of... But those days are gone.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. No, it was really fun. I would say I highly recommend it, but I don't think either of you would have a good time.
I know.
But that's okay.
No.
I'll take a pass.
Sorry.
No team bonding at the male strip club?
I don't think so.
We'll stick to bowling.
Although I have to tell you... No, I'm not going to. Well, sure. I wasn't married to anybody then.
Checking the timeline.
I had a co-host, a news person on a morning show I was doing in Cleveland, who was hired to host a night at a male strip club. And it was on the same night that we were going to go on the air in the morning at like 5:30. So I went with her just to like hang.
Support
and
your coworkers.
I fell asleep.
How?
Because it's easy.
It's loud.
Yeah, I guess so. But it wasn't. I was removed far enough from the activity, and it was okay. I mean, I didn't like. I wasn't. Didn't feel uncomfortable. Wasn't upset. She got paid. Everything's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. This was part of a whole weekend, though.
Yeah, we did a whole bunch of stuff. That was kind of one of the... Well, the first part of the weekend, we did like a dance class.
A dance class?
Yeah, I think initially I said I thought it was a pole dancing class or a chair dancing class. It was not. I mixed the strippers and that together. It was just like your normal hip-hop dance class.
Oh,
so we were just like, you know, something fun to do.
Okay.
So we did that. Night in, made some pizza, homemade pizza.
And all your matching black PJs?
We did. Nice. We had all the matching black.
That cost $500?
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, we spent an entire day on a boat before it rained. We got off the boat.
Nice.
Had some sushi.
Oh,
better.
I accidentally, not, I mean, I paid for it, but I paid for $400 worth of sushi.
Whoa.
We all pitched in.
You paid for $400 worth of sushi?
That was my bad. I miscalculated the amount of boxes I was buying of sushi, and it was a lot. It was too much. We had sushi for 3 days straight.
It's I bet.
It's a lot.
I could do that.
It was me too. Me too.
Did other people pay $400 worth of sushi?
Everybody chipped in except for the bride, obviously.
Oh, well, of course not.
Yeah.
It's her weekend.
Oh, yeah. But then we did that, went to the male strip club.
I mean,
club.
You know, she didn't even have to bring the wasabi. It was all, everything was good. That's
everything
good.
Was covered.
Yeah.
Went to the male strip club. We went bar hopping after, but not too much. Well, none of us are like big partiers or anything,
right.
But, you know, trying to make the weekend super exciting.
Well, I mean, I saw some pictures on Instagram or somewhere, you know, you guys are like, wee-hee, you know, posing for the...
We're all in black. She's in white. We got the black PJs.
Right.
We're on a boat.
Yeah.
I did not post pictures with the strippers.
Oh, I almost forgot the most important thing. Oh, I can't believe that... And I'm going to have to wait till, for a couple of minutes before I get to it. It's the bottom of the hour. Time to get into the WGN newsroom. 8:36, it's group chat night. John Landecker and Ashley and Jack are here, and we were just about ready to close the door on the story of Ashley's experience going to a bachelorette party that involved, as I found out during the break, a really tame strip club. Good Lord.
To me, I thought it was a lot, but you're saying it wasn't that
compression
much.
Compression shorts? That's as far as it went?
Yeah.
What are the world coming to? Can't even take your clothes off anymore.
John would like demand your money back.
So anyway, I was going to mention this. And I forgot about it until we were about ready to go into the news. And I said, oh, I can't believe it. And then thanks to Ashley's mom for reminding me on the text line, one of these male strippers made a, well, your mom says hit on you.
I mean, I don't.
I mean.
That's what they get paid to do.
Oh, no, they don't. No, they don't.
Well, I mean...
That's something else.
So what had happened was I was the only truly single person on the trip. Like, everyone was engaged or married. Nobody
See,
was just...
That's the point.
Yeah, yes.
Before you left, we were talking about you being only the single person. And this doofus or whoever it was did this ridiculous thing on something or other where he called
you. Yeah, he asked me... Or I reminded him of cornbread.
Okay, I said, well, he's gone. So, I mean, that's where we're at now.
Yeah.
So you head there, and all of a sudden...
So I am the only single one there. I'm sitting right next to the bride. We're kind of in a booth sort of situation. And while the bride is actively getting danced on by one of these men,
yes.
She's talking to him. She's a hoot. She's just like, my friend Ashley, she's single. She's actually single. Like, this could be great. Go dance on her. She was being a wing woman.
Right.
And
but that's not the guy who came over.
That is the guy who came over.
Oh.
So he came over first. They do like their rounds. They go to all the different booths. And then he came back. And that's when she was like, wait, Ashley's single. You should dance with her. Dance with her. Then he like left, came back. And then, I don't know. Like,
don't do I don't know. You know.
I mean, I don't know. I was thinking it's part of the show.
No.
And then at the very end, we all take a photo, okay?
Now, yeah.
That was part of the package. That was the package we got so the bride could get a photo with them.
And that was a part of the package, too. But that's another story. Okay, so yeah.
So we all take a photo. That guy walks over to me. Again, I'm just thinking, you know, it's part of the charm of the show.
No,
and we're all getting ready to leave. Mm-hmm. All the guys are hugging all of us as like a thank you, whatever. They hug the bride, whatever.
Sure.
Move along. That guy walks up to me, gives me a hug, and he says, so do you want to connect on Instagram? And in 2025, that's the new asking for a phone number, if I'll be honest.
How about it?
I was thrown. I was like, sure, yeah, why not? And he was like, well, you know, I don't have my phone on me because I don't really have anywhere to put it. So if you give me your phone, I'll put my Instagram handle.
And
that was it. I mean, that's literally the extent of that. We're connected on the Instagrams. He slid into my DMs on an Instagram story and said, oh my God, I love that place. And I was like, yeah, it's my first time being. It was some bar that we went to after, and that was it. That was the extent of that.
Are there any more?
No.
Nothing?
No more men, no?
No, 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 no.
Oh, what do you mean?
This guy.
What about him?
What about him? Are you...
That's it.
Is there any going to... Is there any more... Is there any... is there any... are the embers still burning, or is all the fire gone out?
I don't know. I showed you the picture of the guy. He's a good-looking dude.
Listen to this. Not only is he a good-looking dude, and I swear to you, she shows me this pic. Oh, no, he's a really good-looking dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's this picture. It's a side shot, okay? The side of Ashley's face and the side of this guy's face, and they look like they're about maybe an inch and a half from each other, and I swear to you, it looks like Travis Kelce staring into the eyes of Taylor Swift. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I pointed that out to you, right?
You did.
That's exactly what that looks like. That's not just some casual...
I'm going to have to see the picture.
Uh-huh.
I can show you. You can be a judge.
That's not just some casual, this is part of the package. No. Here comes...
David Jennings. Here comes, he wants
him.
To see the picture.
Of course they do. You gotta zoom in though, okay?
Hold on. Well,
shouldn't this be put up on some face? Shouldn't we post this somewhere?
I mean, hold on, David Jennings
sure
is zooming in.
Want to see it?
Do you see it?
Uh-huh.
You're right.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness!
Thank you very much.
I don't mean to be rude.
Talking to the microphone.
I don't mean to be rude, but my dear, you can be awfully blank at times.
She's okay? Not blank. She's not blank.
It's jeez.
Like she's playing the ingenue.
It's like, you know, Miss Innocence.
Nah, 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 nah.
Not me. Nah, no, nah, I nah. Never get into
well, hey, listen, her mom texted me and said she was hit on, so come on.
I'm, I nice don't try. Know. I no. mean, yes, 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 sure. I mean, that is, but they might see, do this to everybody.
Oh my.
We don't know.
Come on, Ashley.
I've never been to one of these places
they
before.
They don't do that with everybody. Who'd want that?
No, I agree. But I don't know. I mean, you guys both saw the photo. I'll
well,
show Jack.
I don't know how it works now. And since this Insta thingy is the new way of asking for your phone number.
I have no idea. You're telling, I'm in the scene. I don't know what to do.
No, no. You're connected on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the next step is. I have no idea. Jack,
how about, do you want to, I don't.
Jack, we don't have any clue.
Do you have any interest in pursuing this, or you just want to let it?
I don't know. All I said was, hey, like we did not speak. There was not a lot of time to have a conversation.
Well then.
That's what the date's for. I get it.
Yeah, fill in.
I don't know how this dating thing works. I truly have no clue.
What do you mean you don't know how this dating thing works?
Do you? I mean, you're married, but did you know what you were doing when you were doing it?
When I was dating? Yeah, I knew what I was doing when I was doing it. You know how to date. Please.
It's a lot of work.
I didn't say it wasn't, but Ashley, come on.
My mom just texted me privately, and she said, no dating a stripper. But I don't know.
Now, wait a minute.
I don't think that's a big deal. That doesn't bother me.
What's the problem with that?
I agree.
Especially,
he's got a passion.
Especially when it's just compression shorts.
Yeah.
I mean, please. It's like, might as well just go to the gym.
Yeah.
And watch some
actually,
guys
yeah.
work out, you know?
Yeah.
No dating a stripper. Mom?
I'll send him this whole segment.
Mom, Dad, I'd like
I'll just send this guy this audio.
Yeah.
That'll be my next move.
All right. Well, we'll leave it alone then.
Oh, I'll let you know if anything, I'll report back.
All right. yes, it's a group chat, chat group, whatever it's called, chat chain, cha-ching. John's Ashley, we're all here. And text line, 312-981-7200. Listening from Nashville. I left the bar early to come home and listen to your show because your female guest always entertains the heck out of me. I am not a male stripper, but I'm thinking about it now. David. 312 Ashley, take it from me. A stripper/dancer does not exchange a phone number as part of the job.
Wow. No.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Uh-huh.
I'm there blushing.
Also, though, on the other hand, 630, if Ashley is really good looking, then don't date a stripper. Now, wait a minute.
If not, then go for it.
Well, that's nice. They give it and they take it away. Yeah, Ashley's good looking, so there.
It depends on the day.
And come on.
You guys see me at my best.
And dating a stripper could lead to certain jealousy issues.
From who?
If I don't see it, I won't. I don't think I'd.
You've lost me here on this one.
Well, it's because you dance on women all the time.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Come on.
One of the guys was married. There was a guy flexing in the photo I was showing the guys here at the station, and that guy was married.
Well, it's not...
Yeah. No.
You know what they used to say? I think this was more of a stereotypical misogynistic, sexist stereotype thing, what they would say about a young, say a college woman, a young girl is a stripper. All right, and they find out. She goes, well, I'm just trying to make money to pay for my tuition at grad school.
Oh, wait, you bring up a good point. How old do you think this person is?
This man?
Yeah.
I haven't a clue.
Me either. This could be dangerous. He could be in college.
No, I don't think he's in college.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, a little nervous.
No, I don't think so.
He's not in college. 708, remember it worked well for Channing Tatum. He was a stripper.
You know who else was a stripper?
He was in real life.
No, I know. Who's the guy that was in Parks and Rec?
Somebody in Parks and Rec.
And he was married to Anna Faris. He was a stripper, too. Chris?
Pine? No.
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt.
Look at me.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good point. Wow, you pulled that one out. He was a stripper also.
Don't say pull that one out.
Oh, no. Jack's blushing. Oh, no.
Maybe you should turn my mic off again.
815. Hi, John. I have a deck of cards from the 1970s Chippendales. You ever heard about them?
Of course.
Please. I think my mom gave them to me. They are partially dressed in some and naked in others.
Ooh. Like the holographic ones where you turn it and they have clothes on and the next time they don't?
I don't know. It's 1970s. I don't know if they were that advanced, but they might have been.
That's kind of fun, right?
Depends on your idea of fun. But yeah, I guess for some it was because they made them. I mentioned a Pink Hotel.
Yes.
708. Pink Hotel was the Edgewater Beach Hotel. I was up there. It's not there, but there are condos next door to where it was. It was a big... You'd drive up to Edgewater and there'd be this big pink hotel or building or whatever it was. I was talking about candy earlier. 224. John, my grandfather had a candy dish on his table next to his chair with Horehound candy, Horehound candy. I have a dish and table and I think that candy... was the only kind he could taste through the Camels and Jameson. It's strong. It's not a taste. It's an acquired taste. It's not for everybody. What time we got? 8:53? Mm-hmm. So... we're coming to a close here on this particular group chat because 9 o'clock, repeat, 9:30 sunshine, which of course you're free to stick around for.
I'll be here. I'm not leaving.
Because we got, I played something for Jack earlier than I play in the sunshine. It's really pretty cool. It's a music thing. I'm too late.
I'll be here. I'm okay, not moving. Okay. Where am I going to go?
Well.
My people are here.
God knows.
Not every people are here.
The stripper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You're right.
Is he from around here?
I think so. From what it looks like on the Instagrams, he's from around here.
Did you know who Chris Farley was?
Yeah, of course.
Have you seen the Chris Farley?
Oh, yes.
Come on. Who's that? He was a great actor.
Patrick Swayze?
Patrick Swayze. Mm-hmm. Chippendale skit?
Oh, of course.
Oh, man.
Please.
Come on. That's so funny.
It's so funny.
Stripper? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. At one point.
Before he was an actor.
Indeed.
He did that to make money. He literally did
that. That's right.
He made it money until he became an actor.
As to put himself through medical school.
Yeah, truly.
That's what they would say.
You got to do what you got to do.
All right. Yeah. Was there anything I wanted to get done before we got to the... No, I guess that's it.
Is it?
Hey, John. Oh, I'm not going to answer that question.
I don't know who that is.
But the answer is yes.
Well, I don't know. Sophie, I was going to Google.
Wait a minute. You don't know who Sophie Cunningham is?
No.
She plays in the WNBA.
She plays for the Indiana Fever.
See, Jack knew that one. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Well, that's very generous of you, but no. This woman's...
Come on.
She's a blonde bombshell.
What are you?
I mean, I'm blonde-ish.
I'm going home. I ain't on this...
I'm going home. Yeah, this woman's cute. I'll take it.
Very good. Boom.
Say less.
All right.
Confidence boosted.
Indeed. Can't wait to hear what happens next. Flight, airline going from St. Louis to Seattle, and on board is in coach, what I'm talking about, okay, is... jazz saxophonist Dave Koz and his band, along with everybody else who's in the airplane. And they get stuck on a tarmac hundreds of miles from their destination. So Dave Koz and friends' Superhorns tour were headed to Seattle for 2 days of show, and that was supposed to be a direct flight, and there were all the delays, and Koz said you could just feel the energy. Everybody was getting so frustrated. So guess what? He and the members of his band get out their instruments and play You Haven't Done Nothing by Stevie Wonder inside the plane. And when you think about what the acoustics are, they're really good because the plane, it's so confined. And this is what it sounds like. And we'll be serving snacks in just a few minutes. That had to be really neat.
That's a jam.
It was just right, and it brought everybody together in a way that was very special. I'll remember that moment for the rest of my life, as will everybody on that plane. Not only that, but the acoustics were good, and whoever recorded that was just probably off of a phone or something. That sounded pretty good, too. Okay. A 64-year-old Cypriot reclaimed the Guinness World Record by balancing 511 wine glasses on his head for 15 seconds. Aristotle Valoritas, a professional glass dancer, by the way, had the wine glasses collectively weighed at about 139 pounds, arranged into a block with sheets of plywood between the layers. They were then lifted by a forklift until he could stand underneath it and take on the weight. He stood with the 511 glasses balanced on his head for 15 seconds before returning the block to the forklift without any of the drink containers falling. Apparently, glass dancing is a traditional performance in Cyprus involving an increasing number of glasses being placed on a dancer's head until they fall. Never heard of that.
I always wonder how people find out they can do this.
Just
wake up and like
one day
I'm gonna
and
put
say,
like 500 glasses on my head.
Yeah, it's a great point.
How much? And it's 139 pounds.
Yeah, that's got to be a headache.
Yeah, I got a forklift.
Yeah,
yes, yeah. And he hasn't even had any wine, and he's
exactly.
got a headache. Yeah.
Wow. Weird.
A nationwide pet insurance announced a California dog who faced off with a bull to protect his family as the winner of this year's Hambone Award. The Hambone Award, it's going to sound bad, but it's not. The Hambone Award is given annually for, quote, the unexpected, the unusual, and downright outrageous ways pets find themselves in need of medical attention, and it was named in honor of a dog who ate an entire holiday ham while trapped in a refrigerator. Now, all these dogs, all these stories, everything turns out fine. This year's winner is Zia, who stepped between his owner, Tim, and a rampaging bull during a walk in Northern California. While the owner escapes to safety, the bull strikes Zia in the jaw, dislocating a tooth and sending him to the emergency vet. Thanks to expert veterinary care, full recovery, and she was chosen as a winner in an online vote, besting a field of 9 other finalists. The runners-up were Duke, an Ohio lab mix who swallowed an entire spatula head while licking peanut butter, and Foxtrot, a Texas Great Dane who stole a turkey leg and swallowed it whole. And all of them recovered. So it's just fine, although it could have been...
It could have been bad.
It could have been very bad.
But it's funny because it wasn't.
And it's the Hambone Award.
It's a fantastic name.
Hambone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that... Wait a minute. Now, isn't there a Hambone in bowling? Because it's a turkey...
Excuse me? There's a Hambone in bowling?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think if you get 5 strikes in a row, it's called the Hambone. There's another name. We're not good enough bowlers to know this, I feel like, but there's a name. There's the turkey, which is 3 strikes.
How do you know this?
I don't know. I bowl. You
bowl.
But I've never done that.
Done what?
Bowled 5 strikes in a row. There's a name.
You know how long it's been since I've been bowling? I had no idea.
Oh, my God. I love...
You love bowling?
I love bowling. We got to go bowling.
We got to go get some biscuits and gravy and go bowling.
This says 5 bagger.
So what's 4 strikes? 4 strikes got to be a ham bone.
Where did this terminology come from?
I don't understand why it's a ham. Why is it a ham bone?
This says 4 badger.
4 badger?
I don't know.
4 strikes is 4 badger?
Well, what I have here, in bowling, turkey is 3 consecutive strikes, while a ham bone is 4 consecutive strikes.
Oh,
never heard of it.
The ham bone was coined by a sports commentator, Rob Stone.
Huh.
So I think he just called it a ham. Well, all come I know on, know your bowling.
I think he does a lot of college football now.
Well, I know it's connected to the neck bone.
Right.
But
A Canadian politician preparing to retire celebrated her time in office by donning 360 neckties at the same time, breaking a Guinness World Record. Mara Wisgi, a member of the National Assembly of Quebec, who announced this year she will not seek re-election in 2026, celebrated her tenure in office by attempting to break this record on Canadian TV. And she beat the record set by a Brazilian dude. That guy had 330. She said, I accepted the challenge of breaking the record for the most neckties worn at once to show that women are equal to men and that women can also wear many ties. It took 48 minutes to reach the previous record. With her face just barely showing through, she captured the title by putting on 30 more ties. A beef bandit was arrested after stealing hundreds of dollars worth of meat from Walmart in his pants. Huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I handed this one to John, and we started laughing.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
What?
Well, okay, sorry.
Well, I just said...
Now we're interested, huh?
Meat's expensive in general.
Okay.
So is that 2 pieces of meat, or is this just like a bunch of chicken tenders shoved in a pan?
Actually,
like,
he was just happy to see him. But it was... All right. Come on, John. Shape up. So, dispatchers received a call Wednesday morning about a man who left Walmart without paying for the concealed items, only to return and try it again. The suspect drove off in a black Honda with no license plate. Deputies found multiple packs of hamburger meat and ribeyes in the car. Investigators determined some of the meat was also stolen from Sam's Club. In total, about $300 worth of meat was recovered and will not be resold. Well, I certainly hope not. You mean I can't get the steak that was in his pants? Good God.
Yeehaw.
Oh. The second half of the Sunshine Lollipop and Rainbow Newscast comes up next on WGN. Second half of the Sunshine Lollipop and Rainbow Newscast. You know, I got these stories here. Let's do something that's really heartwarming and local. After more than 2 months of searching, a legally blind Chicago man was finally reunited with his emotional support dog, who's a 10 white dachshund.
Yes, I saw that story.
Who's 14 years old and named Bam Bam.
I start crying.
I like that name.
Those dogs are so cute, by the way.
They are. They're the best.
Stolen from the backyard, his backyard in Logan Square on June 5th. He's legally blind due to glaucoma. Police and told police that two unknown people entered. Who does this? Entered through his gate and took the dog. In the week that followed, he said he walked as many as 7 miles a day, handing out flyers, calling out for Bam Bam in hopes of finding him. My Bam Bam is my world. I don't care how far I had to walk day and night. I don't care how many times I fell down. A GoFundMe was started. Nearly $20,000 was raised to support search efforts. Reward money, pet detective services, flyers, organizing volunteer groups to canvass the area. So finally, he gets a call. He thought it was a prank or a scam, but it was the 16th District Police Department calling to say that they had the dog. And Bam Bam was dropped off by a man and a woman at the 16th District Police Station on Tuesday, and they left in a hurry and refused to leave contact information. Police have not released further details.
I think that whoever did this, straight to jail. Jail.
Yeah.
Sure.
Out.
You can't do that.
I would say the electric chair, but I don't. Whoa. I think it's a little aggressive. But that's horrible.
Yeah,
if you can
is.
Do that,
no,
you're
no,
a horrible that, person.
No, that's you're a horrible person. Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is one of those on this day in history things, but it's sort of interesting. You know the Mona Lisa, the painting?
Who?
Mona Lisa?
Who? Just kidding. I definitely know the Mona Lisa.
I could say something that I asked earlier. Never mind. In 1911, the entire nation of France was stunned when a guy named Vincenzo Perugia walked into the Louvre, where it was, removed the painting from the wall, hid it beneath his clothes, and escaped. This is with the Mona Lisa. This thing's worth like $1 trillion.
A scrillion.
It is.
Isn't it big? Or is it not big? I've never seen it. I've never been overseas, so I've never been over there.
Well, you've seen a picture of the
Mona. I know what it looks like. In my brain, it's gigantic. But obviously, it can't be.
You know, I don't know the dimensions. I wouldn't say it's gigantic.
It's pretty bad security.
Yeah.
Well, this is 1911.
Oh.
Most believe that professional thieves could not have been involved because they would have realized it would be too dangerous to try to sell the world's most famous painting. A popular rumor in Paris at the time was that the Germans had stolen it to humiliate the French. Oh, yes. Investigators and detectives searched for the painting for more than 2 years without finding any decent leads. Then, November 1913, an Italian art dealer received a letter from a man calling himself Leonardo. It indicated that the Mona Lisa was in Florence and would be returned for a hefty ransom. When the guy attempted to receive the ransom, he was captured and the painting was unharmed. That's like a movie. Somebody trying to steal the Mona Lisa. That is
a movie.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Are you interested in the species of giraffes?
Sure. Sure. Segway.
Okay.
That's called a Segway.
giraffes, a long considered a single species, have now been recognized as four genetically distinct species in a major decision by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The announcement comes after more than a decade of research. There are genetic differences between four species. Maasai, M-A-S-A-I, Northern, Reticulated, and Southern. And they are significant. Those differences are as those between brown bears and polar bears.
I feel like a giraffe is just a horse.
No. The reaction is more than academic of this recognition. Each giraffe species faces different threats, and now we can tailor conservation strategies to meet their specific needs. Do you want to know any more about these?
I mean, we made it this far.
Oh, okay.
What do we got?
Well, the most at risk is the northern giraffe, with fewer than 6,000 individuals left in the wild, while the reticulated giraffe, mostly in northern Kenya, is estimated at around 16,000, although that is more than a 50% increase from the 36,000 individuals estimated to have lived 35 years ago. The Maasai giraffe, a common sight in Tanzania's National Park, has a population of approximately 45,000 $400. That giraffe has $45,400.
Holy smokes.
And nobody can find it because he doesn't have any pockets. No.
Wait, now that's a good question. If a giraffe was wearing pants, where would the pants go? All the way up to the neck?
And you know what the giraffes have to say?
Nay? Do they make a noise?
They don't talk. As far as I know.
I say back legs.
Right. Well, that's a really dumb question, but where do you think the pants would be? All four legs, back legs, all the way up to the neck.
Probably hidden under the tail where you think something else is.
Good answer.
Thank you.
I wish I came up with that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's see about the... today, by the way, today's National Senior Citizen Day.
Well...
Haven't you kids had fun?
I have.
Yeah, okay. By the time you're 80 years old, you've learned any... By the time you're 80 years old, you've learned everything. You only have to remember it. That was from George Burns, who was somebody that was funny that you don't know.
Yeah, he's
dead.
Yeah, but it's George Burns and Gracie Allen, right?
Yes!
I know my stuff.
How about that?
Boom!
Indeed. President Ronald Reagan signed a proclamation declaring this day as National Senior Citizens Day. Thank you. All right, so great chat. Great group chat, guys. Thanks. Thank you there, Ashley. Thank you. You know... It's fun. It's just a fun thing to do.
It's good to laugh for 3 hours.
It is, isn't it? It is. So, thank you, Jack. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It's Thursday. Be back Monday.
I know.
From 7 to 10 p.m. over most of the same station. Raleigh James is ready to go next. Good night and good luck.